Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Shocking Blue bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Rich Galen is our guest. His website is mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. It's a cyber column that I encourage you to check out. It is about politics. He spins to the right. He's of the Republican persuasion. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he's saying. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. You got your finger on the pulse of what's going on in Washington these days. Talk to us about this showdown coming up at the end of July. At the end of September, where we've got our government shutdown looming, and the Republicans are saying, correct me if I'm wrong. The Republicans are saying we don't want to shut the government down, but we are going to defund Obamacare, and so we're going to separate the two. Funding for the government can't go forward with funding for Obamacare. Is that right?
That's approximately correct. Yeah, I mean, there's nuances to everything. But I came back to Washington. I was out of politics altogether. I was running the Middle East for EDS way back, Ross Perot's old company, way back in the mid-90s. And Newt Gingrich, who was speaker, got into a fight with Bill Clinton over shutting down the government. And I was called back to action. And I have to tell you that a determined White House that is on message is a very difficult force to stop.
The bully pulpit is pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, but the problem, I think, for the Republicans now is they don't have a Newt Gingrich, which was good news, bad news. The good news was they had Newt Gingrich, and they could, there was somebody around whom they could rally. The bad news was that the Democrats had Newt Gingrich, somebody about whom all they had to do was point to him.
Right.
And about half the country said, well, I hate that. But right now you have the House of Representatives, and as you say, I'm a Republican. I'm glad we the Republicans have control of the House. But they've voted now 40 times to defund Obamacare, and everybody knows it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate.
It does make them look obstructionist, doesn't it?
It does. It makes them look like they're
not working. They're doing this futile effort. What they're trying to say is we're going to vote to fund the government. We're going to defund Obamacare and let the president, they're going to try to make it where the president decides to not go forward with funding the government because he won't let it go through with defunding. But are they going to win that?
No, I don't think they will because, the president is only at about 46% approval, but that's still way above the 16 or so
that's
percent.
30 points above the Congress.
I mean, nobody trusts the Congress to make good decisions. They may not trust the president, but given... I mean, what the Republicans may well be doing is forcing Americans to do exactly what they should not force Americans to do, which is to make a choice between the president and the Congress, because I think they're going to lose that one, Congress.
Really? So, what are they going to do? I mean, are they just going to roll up? If you were advising them, would you tell them just to roll over and fund the government and fight another war?
Yeah,
fight another battle somewhere else?
I mean, if I were advising them, I would not have gotten them into this, this throwing down the gauntlet thing in the first place. The reason that September 30th is such a big date, I know a lot of your listeners know this, but that's the end of the fiscal year. The Congress or the U.S. government goes from October 1 to September 30, and so everything, the slates are all wiped clean, and you got to start again. And as usual, there's no appropriations bills to speak of. We've still got the sequester money that they're fighting over. Democrats want to put it back in. Republicans don't. There's a lot of things going on. And I rarely agree with Nancy Pelosi. Maybe this is the first time ever. I do agree with her that going home for a month with all this stuff looming really sends another bad signal to the American people who are still struggling.
Right.
Jobs were disappointing yesterday. And for the Congress to take yet another week off, another month off, just looks like they really just don't care. They really do look like the princes.
Well, of course, the president's doing the same thing. All the politicians are doing that. I mean, August is the month to leave Foggy Bottom, and it's not a great month to be in Washington. So what do you think's going to happen?
I think what will happen is that the House and the Senate will there may be a day or two of effect, you know, a government shutdown, and I say that in quotes, and then they'll all get together and refund what they need to refund,
including Obamacare.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, unless they can come up with. I mean,
so basically, it's a matter of Obama and the Republicans playing chicken, and you think Obama's going to win?
I do, because the Republicans have not come up with an alternative.
Yeah, very interesting. I told you we'd get a better perspective when our good friend Rich Galen joined us. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Happy to be with you.
Come back again real soon. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.